You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage for today's meditation is taken from the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Imagine John's vision of the great multitude, arrayed in white, described in the previous verses. The angel of the Lord describes them as those that came out of great tribulation. On today's verse, the terms, before the throne of God, and shelter them with his presence, make a great contrast in the situation of these people. One may get the sense that the reference to day and night might evoke their faithfulness through turmoil and now peace that they have experienced. Now notice the emphasis on being in the presence of the Lord. This is a special setting, as in time and place. This is the only setting where we can truly be. In his presence, his light reveals our true hearts. In his shelter, we are truly free. We pursue our heart's greatest desire. And as you can see, it is to serve the Lord. This verse recalls for us, brothers, a very central part of our life, the worship of the Lord. We come before the Lord to worship him together, most days, three times a day, plus the personal prayer times that many of us take regularly. We regard the worship of the Lord and the honor that is ascribed to him in our day as our duty, not just our service. And further still, it is our desire. It is in fact one of the reasons that we had decided to renounce to good things of this life, to have freedom to dedicate ourselves to the quote-unquote service of the Lord. In Scripture Fact of the Day, the Greek word translated here as serve is latreuo, that we understand as worship. I also want to share with you a reflection of Lactantius on worship. He expands a bit the term for us. He says, "But we, even though there is no offense of ours, yet ought to confess to God, and to entreat pardon for our faults, and to give thanks, even in evils. Let us always offer obedience to our Lord." These are the things which the worshiper of God ought to hold forth. These are the victims, this the sacrifice, which is acceptable. This is true worship, when a man offers upon the altar of God the pledges of his own mind. That supreme majesty rejoices in such a worshiper as this, as it takes him as a son and bestows upon him the befitting reward of immortality. Meditate on this verse having all this in mind. Worship is key in the life of any disciple. Question yourself. Might the Lord be calling you to spend more or better time with him in prayer? Or might he be calling you to come to him and find quiet and peace amidst today's many distractions? Might you be hearing his call to renounce to other things, to have your life be more about the worship of the Lord?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.